You're listening to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. Welcome to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. This is Charles Laux, and I am your host. Today, I'm going to be sharing some thoughts on returning to school with a hybrid classroom. This week, my students come back one day per week. So essentially, we have 25% of the school present at a time. And they have done this by alphabet for simplicity purposes. So, for example, today is Monday. Last names A through E will report today, and everyone else will remain virtual. Tomorrow, there's another set of alphabet. And then on Wednesday, we have 100% virtual. Everybody's virtual, as we've been doing for the last 3-4 weeks. And then, it has been 4 weeks already. Wow. And the last 2 days, Thursday, Friday, we have the additional 25% and 25%. This is going to last us for about 2 weeks, and then we move to what we call our phase four. And our phase four is going to be an additional, not even really 2 weeks, of we're having students come back 50% of the time, or 2 days per week. At the same time, students at any time, students may opt to be 100% virtual. So they're going to be staying home regardless of what phase we're on. And students who choose either option may flip-flop back and forth if they feel the need to do so. I'm just not sure what the policies and rules will be on that and how much they can do. But I know that when they make their election, they're supposed to be making their election for the first semester through our classes that end in December. Personally, I am very mixed about everything and have a lot of anxiety going to work today, not necessarily for safety purposes, just for the quality of education. I am really looking forward to seeing my students in person. I have calculated the numbers and looked at my attendance rosters, and they show the students who are going to be virtual and the students who are going to be what they call physically in class. And it looks like most of my classes are going to be 3 to 4 students. And I have one, because of the alphabet working out, I have up to 9 students. And then I have a few classes throughout the week that I'll just have 1 student. And that's going to be really, I think, difficult because, you know, students are not always wanting to play by themselves. And that's, you know, they're an orchestra for a lot of different reasons. But playing by themselves is probably not one of those reasons. And it's going to be difficult for them to hopefully, I mean, hopefully it won't be, but I know for some of them it will be difficult for them to feel like they are, supported. So I'll be doing a lot of playing along, especially with those students in the singletons, I should call them, and we'll see how that goes. But I do have a lot of anxiety of how it's going to work, if I'm going to be able to keep the interest of my virtual students while catering. I would like to cater a little bit more to my physical students. It's been so long since they've been in the classroom. It's been so long since I've been able to see them. And so I'm really excited to see them. I tell them I want to see your faces, but oh wait, I won't be able to see your faces. I will only be able to see your eyes. However, and so all students are wearing masks. Teachers are required to wear masks all day. I'm a little nervous about that as well. I have some nice masks that I purchased, some nice masks that people have made for me. It's just, the comfort level of wearing that all day, I have not even attempted to try that yet. I should have probably done a test run, but I did not. So wearing a mask all day and how that's going to affect, me and how I feel and my energy level and all that. So much of what we do is facial expression and reading those from our students, we can tell if they're confused or engaged or not, or whatever it might be. And that's gonna be really difficult, I think, to work with students without being able to see their faces. And so that's kind of where I am. I am going to this week be reporting back with a couple of our former guests, David Metrio, Sean Morton and also Scott Layard. They've been doing a hybrid model for a little while. David and Sean have been doing it a little bit longer than Scott has, and Scott has some really interesting challenges and some really interesting things he's doing with the students involving audio recording. And so I'm really excited to bring those guests back to kind of have them report to you guys on how it's going, and so that they can kind of just share their experiences and maybe ease your comfort and give you some ideas and some perspective. So some master teachers, and looking forward to bringing them on the show this week. So stay tuned, and I will also report back when I'm interviewing with them to let you know how it's going for me. And we would love to hear from you all. Don't forget that you can always reach out to me at charleslaux1@gmail.com. Again, that's Charles, LAUX, and the number 1 at Gmail. Would love to hear how it's going, and just looking forward to trying to get on our way back to normal. And after my phase 4 that we're doing, after a few weeks of this phase 3, we will be going to full-on face-to-face 5 days a week by mid-October. So it's very interesting, the timeline, how fast, and that is always, of course, subject to change based upon the numbers of cases per 100,000, and there's a different formula they use, but we will see how it goes. So stay tuned, and we will keep you guys posted with some more updates from the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. Good luck, and stay safe.